Hello. How are you all? You're all right, aren't you? But can I just, I'm so sorry about that fringe. I don't know why I felt it necessary for it to start there and sweep right across my entire forehead. It's really very embarrassing. So I'm Stacey Dooley. I was 20 when I went to India. I'm 23 now. And as you can see, I just got there and I was genuinely totally blown away. Totally couldn't believe this went on. I was in Mumbai. And I remember my shoelace being undone and thinking about it. And getting down and tying my little shoelace and like stepping on someone's bed, and it was like just loads of crap everywhere and rubbish, and this little lad was sleeping underneath and he popped up and I'm so sorry, like I didn't realise you were down there. So that's how kind of out of the loop I was. I genuinely was a bit like, whoa. So when I came back from Blood, Sweat and T-shirts, came home and I didn't feel comfy with what I'd seen, so I started fundraising. I remember saying to the other guys, I was saying, oh, I'm going to have a little do and I'm going to try and raise some money for the kids that we'd hung out with in the factory. And they said, oh, are you? I said, no, yeah, I am. I said, I'm going to make all the girls dress up and we'll all do our makeup and we'll go out and let people know and raise some money. And they were like, oh, okay. And so I did. And then I just started raising like hundreds of pounds. And then I thought, this isn't really enough. So then I upped my game every time and started raising thousands. Then I went and went to the local newspapers and went on the local radio stations and was like, can I just tell you a bit about what I saw? And if you don't want to do anything, that's cool. But if you do, that's also cool. I said, right, okay. So I sat there and doing my bit. And then I thought, not everyone's going to hear this. So then I went on to do national sort of BBC breakfast. I went on to Newsnight with Paxman. It was all like that. And just wanted to get everyone known. I wanted to tell people about my experience, because I know a lot of you here are probably a lot more in the know than I was, but I think if you don't know, you can't do anything, do you know what I mean? So if you do know, and I just let you know and raise awareness a little bit more, then you can make decisions about what you think. So yeah, that all kind of carried itself on, and then I fronted my own documentary, Stacey Dooley Investigates, because through my learning, you know, I'd backed charities and gone on to learn loads of different bits, and I found that there were different types of child labour. So it's not just the kids in India banging away, you know, making all the sequins and all the beautiful clothes. There's also kids with machetes in Africa hacking down the cocoa pods so we can eat all our chocolate. And in Nepal, they're mad for like carpets and rugs and all that kind of carry on. So I went there and I was really nervous, and you know, I thought, this is my own little documentary and it's me flinging myself around for an hour. How is anyone going to not turn off after 20 minutes? But after slating my Luton accent at the beginning of every write-up, I did well. Like, we got nominated for awards, and I think, you know, I think a lot of people are quick to say, oh, you know, it's entertainment and it's not informative. But I think if it's people that don't necessarily watch highbrow Carry On and people talking statistics and figures and very square, and I think it doesn't appeal to young people. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know what you think, but I want people that don't watch Panorama to watch me and be like, oh cool, I didn't know that. So that's going on, and I've just come back from Cambodia. I went to Cambodia in January and did a program on child prostitution, which was just incredible. Like, I was really up for it. I really wanted to do it because I'd stumbled across it in Nepal when I was doing that. So I was there and I spoke to these girls and I spoke to all the lads that use these girls, and I just think so much goes on that we need to know about. So I think that's my thing. And I went to Congo to do a documentary on child soldiers, and these lads are literally, they go to school. So they're living in the bush. Like, Congo is, I don't know if you all know about Congo, like, it's a really scary place. Like, it's one of the scariest places in the world. You can't fly there. They won't let you go. So I had to go to Bracknell, and like, I had a bulletproof vest and was flinging myself around the fields, because you have to get trained for hostile environments. So if you do get shot at or you do get stabbed, or there's militias and gangs and stuff, so if they do come and approach you, you have to know how to deal with that. So I went to Congo to do this documentary on child soldiers, and I learned that these lads, like 8, 9, 10, and they're going off to school because they're desperate to learn, because they want to better themselves, because everyone's skinny, everyone's poor, no one's got any money. And they just don't come back because there's different militia groups, and they'll just pinch them. The militia groups will just pinch these young lads, give them a gun, say, shoot your mum in the fat. Like, it's that cutthroat. And I just thought, oh, like, it was just incredible. And I think if you guys watch these documentaries and learn bits, just learn bits about other people and learn how lucky we are here. That sounds really Miss World, doesn't it? But just appreciate everything you've got. Take every single opportunity you've got. Because I think I didn't think, like, I would be stood here speaking to you guys. So, yeah, I think just do your thing and follow your passion. And if you think something and no one else does, then do you know what? Whatever's, like, just go and do your thing, I think. So, yeah, I think that's probably it. Apologies again for the ridiculous fringe. The new programmes air late summer, I think, sort of August, September on BBC Three. Oh, and also, can I just say, when I was in Ivory Coast, I spent time with the kids with the machetes, and we built a school out there, because there was an empty space, and there was a little classroom, and they were all eager to learn. I said, well, why don't you just use this little space? So I've built the classroom, and I've got money for a third classroom, because in Africa, when you build three classrooms yourself, you can go to the government and say, oh, please, may you recognise this, because we've done this, and then they can start funding it. So, if anyone's got any money that they want to give to the school, that'd be brilliant. Lovely, yeah, thank you for listening. Ta, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you very much, Stacey.